Hello, everybody, and welcome to my grammar clinic. This is the last part in our mini-series on confusing nouns. Okay, let's get grammatical. There are some plural words that are followed by a singular verb. Many of these words refer to money, distance, and time, and include pounds, dollars, miles, kilometers, weeks, minutes, seconds, months, years, kilos, and grams. For example, A. Where is that £5 I lent you? B. 50 miles is a long way to walk in one day. C. 2 pints of beer isn't enough for me. D. 3 weeks is a long time to be alone. E. 20 minutes with him is like an eternity. F. 100 kilos is far too much for a man your size. Some singular nouns have special plurals. Fungus, fungi. Formula, formulae. Phenomenon, phenomena. For example, A. A mushroom is a type of fungus. These plants are fungi. B. What is the formula for this mixture? They developed a number of formulae. C. It is a very strange phenomenon. They are a strange phenomena. Words such as anybody, anyone, somebody, someone, nobody, no one, everybody, everyone are used with singular verbs. However, we often use plural pronouns and possessive adjectives, they, them, their, to refer to these words. By doing this, it isn't necessary to specify the sex of the person, and it avoids having to say things such as him, her, or he, she. For example, A. If anybody calls, tell them I'm out. B. Nobody came, did they? C. Someone left their umbrella here. D. Everyone thinks they're the center of attention. E. Whoever comes, tell them to go away. F. If anyone asks where I am, tell them I've gone out. G. No one called, did they? H. Everybody should take their own bags with them. I. Somebody rang and left their number for you. Well, I hope that has helped you. See you all next month. Yours, Dr. Fingers.